Rickleblog, 11 December 2006, scallop fraud. Just a few weeks ago, I had some yummy scallops. They were decanted from a box purchased at BJ's, a large warehouse store that styles itself as a wholesale club. They were so good that I replaced the box myself, performing an uncharacteristic act of shopping just to do so. This evening, the replenishments were going to be turned into food. It didn't work. Lightly breaded turned into lightly scallop-filled breading, not to mention greasy and nasty. I was disappointed and planned to return the box top and a copy of this photo to the store for a refund or perhaps for replacement by a different brand. And since this is the audio version and you can't see the photo, these scallops are greasy and nasty. I wouldn't lie about that. They all were. There were a lot of scallops, and they were all greasy and nasty. If any of you lawyers out there know the penal code section for second-degree scallop fraud, please let me know so I can recite it if necessary. First degree would be solid breading and no scallops at all, I think. And a hearty harumph to Fishery Products International, the perpetrator. Now playing, When in Rome, Phil Oakes.